And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. So I'm in this First Dipper calling it the October surprise. And I really do believe that one of the things we have to keep our heads on a swivel for, you know, keep our powder dry and watch out for, like, with, like, keen awareness, is the idea that liberals learned in 2020 how much they can get away with from official action to gerrymander an election. And anybody out there who says that I'm an election denier, you're right. But at the same time, so are you. You're denying, if you don't believe that happened in 2020, then you're absolutely denying reality. There was nothing normal about the 2020 elections. Nothing. They took a pandemic, they took race riots, and they took official actions, and they did shady things, and all of it combined to be a really cockamamie election. Now, that being said, there's other things that typically constitute an October surprise. But one of the October surprises that I'm praying against, and I suggest that y'all do the same, and I mean that with all sincerity, is the fact that we have already watched Donald Trump go through two assassination attempts, one of which actually got a shot off that made him bleed and killed another man who was standing behind him. And there's a poll out right now that came out from Rasmussen. I pulled this one off the Populist Times, Dateline this weekend. The majority of Americans are bracing themselves for a third assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump. Listen, I am literally praying against this. But do not think for a second that if they are desperate enough, and when I say they, no, I didn't necessarily say there was a vast conspiracy, although I'm not writing that off, but what I am saying is there are activist rebels on the left who are willing to say and do things that go way beyond the pale to include two assassination attempts. Now, there have been assassination attempts in presidential history over time. But I'm going to go ahead and hazard the guess that there has probably been no more than a dozen that have resulted in actual action that resulted in, like, true intervention by law enforcement to stop it that we know of. That being said, consider the fact that we just saw two of those 12 in the last 60 days against one man. So Rasmussen Reports finds that 65% of Americans still expect another Trump assassination attempt. That's galling. Tulsi Gabbard is on the record as saying, the new Rasmussen poll reveals the disturbing results of the decade-long dehumanization campaign against Trump by the Democratic Party and the propaganda media. 28% of Democrats are quietly rooting for Trump's assassination. Matt Gaetz, never one who's afraid to, withhold his words. He said that he's been told by a senior department official in the Department of Homeland Security that there are five known assassination teams in the United States, three of which are inspired by outside governments, two of which are known to be domestic assassination teams. I don't know where. Listen, I'm just quoting Matt Gaetz, but since he's a congressman, I feel like I can quote that without too much, you know, fear of someone saying you're making crap up. I don't know where he truly got his information. It was a Department of Homeland Security official, he said. But yeah, October surprise? Could be. But the vast majority of October surprises have been scandal. The vast majority of October surprises have been things that have pivoted on issues related to foreign policy matters. Don't forget that Carter could not bring back the Iran hostages. And the Iran held on to them. And like 3 days after Reagan was elected, the Iran hostages were released. We got situations right now on the world stage, like Israel. There was a great hope, and I'm looking at an article here from Doug Schoen from The Hill back in July before Biden got out, talking about what could happen in October. What could happen? If Biden can bring a peace deal to Israel, it may flex him some in the October timeframe. But then he pointed out, if you wind up getting into a broader scale war between Israel and Hamas or Israel and Hezbollah, that it could wind up going against the Democrats. And y'all, we're watching right now, and it'll be more later in the show, we're watching right now that the October surprise could wind up being all-out war in the Middle East, or at the very least, on a scale that we haven't seen in 50 years. So yeah, there are scandals that you wonder about, like the Steele dossier that Hillary Clinton came up with in the last month of the election, or the hiding of the Hunter Biden laptop. And there are things that have in the past shown up where, you know, there were videos or statements made or something said or alleged. And then there's scandals that happen with foreign policy where you can't count on the foreign governments. They're going to do what they're going to do. And if you do a bad job of managing it, it could hurt you in October. And then the last one, the one that I talked about the most, the idea now that apparently government action itself can become an October surprise. My gosh. Keep your head on a swivel, people. All right, we're going to come right back and talk to Congressman Mo Brooks. He's got some perspective on this. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.